Hi guys, I'm Michelle and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge here on VoiceTube. So we all have been there, standing in a long queue waiting for our turn to get stuff or get things done. It is an ultimate test of patience. 排队真的很考验耐心. It's an ultimate test of patience. To me, waiting in line is definitely a tedious task. So are you the kind of person who is willing to queue up? 你是一个愿意排队的人吗? Are you willing to endure a two-hour wait for just a taste of souffle? 你愿意排两个小时的队,然后为了尝一个souffle,舒芙蕾吗? 之前很红。 To me, of course, I would get tempted, but I'm the kind of person who is just too lazy to wait in line. Still, there are times when we just have to force ourselves to complete this queuing up mission. Like the last time I was in a long queue was waiting to vote. And that took me 3 hours. No kidding, 3 hours. That was really insane. And I literally rolled my eyes 100 times while waiting. But I guess that's something worth sacrificing for. Anyways, out of curiosity, what do you guys think when you are waiting in a long line? 各位在跟着大排长龙的时候，脑袋瓜都在想些什么呢？ I always think, why the hell do I have to come all the way up here and wait in a queue? And I might try to count the number of people standing ahead of me. 我会看一下前面大概有多少人。 And then calculating how much time it would take for me to reach the end of the queue. 然后预估一下要多久才会轮到我。 And then my mind might just start wandering somewhere and everywhere for a while. 然后就可能会神游一下这样。 Or I might just take out my phone and start doing some random phone scrolling. 或拿出手机开始滑。 Alright, I can't believe I spent this much time just talking about waiting in line. So why don't we just stop here and take a look at today's sentence. Okay, just need a small coffee. I'm gonna pop in really quick and hopefully the line isn't too long. Once again, okay, just need a small coffee. I'm gonna pop in really quick and hopefully the line isn't too long. Alright, before we move on to the vocabulary, let's take a closer look at the sentence. 我们来看一下发音的部分。首先, just 的尾音 t 弱化点到带过, just need. 那注意舌尖还是会需要碰触到该发出 t 的位置,只是没有送气, so just need. 而且你会注意到舌尖放到 t 的位置跟放到 n 的位置是差不多的,对吗? 所以你要发 t 的时候,舌尖会放上去,对吗? 但没有真的送气,所以舌头还没有放下来, 而当你放下来的时候,也是发出 n 的声音, 所以这样就会有一点连贯的感觉, just need. OK, 再来 need跟a可以连起来变成 need a, 所以 OK, just need a. Small coffee, I'm gonna, going to. I'm gonna pop in, 好,这个pop, 上次我们有提到这个字过了, 那这个pop的第二个p的声音呢, 会变成浊音接近b的声音, 然后再跟下面的in连起来, 所以会变成pop in. Pop in. I'm gonna pop in really quick. 这个quick的地方可以停顿,然后再往下带, 或者你也可以选择连音处理, 连音的话就会变成是quick and. Okay? So I'm gonna pop in really quick, and hopefully, 好, hopefully, 本来后面的 F-U-L-L 是念 full, 对吗? 但这边呢, 我们可以把 U的部分弱化成 a的声音, 变 fully, 然后再跟前面的 hope 组在一起, 变成 hopefully, 这样比较好发音, hopefully. Okay, so hopefully the line isn't, 好, line 跟 isn't 可以连音变成 line isn't, 而 isn't 的尾音 t 弱化点到带过, 所以 hopefully the line isn't too long, 有停顿的感觉哦。 那这一句呢, 尤其可以拿来训练语调, 对吗? 因为影片的讲者呢, 它是充满了声音表情来表达这句话, 所以我们也可以跟着唱唱看。 Alright, 好，我们整句再念一次。Okay, just need a small coffee. I'm gonna pop in really quick and hopefully the line isn't too long. 影片中呢，你会注意到 isn't too long 的语气整个往下掉，它其实是在传达就是他话还正讲一半，可是看到眼前已经大排长龙，所以他的语气是那样子处理。各位可以试着一起跟唱看看。Alright, so now let's move on to the vocabulary. 那么这一次的单字补充条列的一些a list of vocabulary about coffee. Alright, so here we go. If you like coffee without milk, 如果你不喜欢加你的咖啡里面有牛奶的话呢， then you prefer black coffee.Black coffee, 也就是黑咖啡 black coffee. If you like coffee with some milk, 如果你喜欢加牛奶的话呢 then you'd prefer white coffee. And if you really care about the quality of your coffee, 如果你很在意你咖啡的品质的话呢 then you must prefer freshly brewed coffee. 那你一定会喜欢那种现煮的用咖啡豆去煮出来的咖啡 freshly brewed coffee. That is, you make coffee by pouring hot water onto ground coffee beans.And then, of course, we have instant coffee. You make instant coffee by adding hot water or milk to the coffee powder. All right, 也就是我们的即溶咖啡咯。Next, decaffeinated or decaf coffee, 也就是低咖啡因的咖啡。So, decaffeinated or decaf coffee. 另外补充，如果是无咖啡因的东西，你可以说 caffeine free. That is coffee without caffeine. Okay, 而 decaffeinated 或 decaf coffee, 其实如果你上字典去查找的话呢，它的意思是无咖啡因的。但真的在商店里面，你如果看到 decaffeinated coffee 或 decaffeinated tea, 它其实还是含有微量的咖啡因，所以我们会说是低咖啡因。所以如果你真的想要的是无咖啡因的话， it's better for youto say caffeine-free tea or caffeine-free drinks, okay? 那么这个咖啡因这个单字我们再一起念一次 caffeine, all right? Okay, 那这个系列最后一组字是 coffee capsules and coffee pots. Capsules 就是指胶囊，所以胶囊咖啡就是coffee capsules, 但它这边的翻译应该是咖啡胶囊，就是指那一个胶囊叫做 coffee capsules。 那另外一种咖啡的包装是 coffee pots, 那个 pots 就是像那个过滤的一包一包的小袋子，就像茶包那样，那只是它是拿来用做咖啡的 coffee pots, 那也有人会称 coffee pads, okay? Alright, and then moving on, we have line 当作名词的时候呢it means a group of people standing one behind the other who are waiting for something, 也就是可以当作排队的名词。 For example, I have waited in line, 或是 I have stood in line for half an hour just to get a bubble milk tea. 我排了半个小时的队只为了买杯真奶。 I have waited or stood in line for half an hour just to get a bubble milk tea.所以 in line, 好排队。那插队的话就是 cut in line, okay? 那么有时候我们可能会需要询问说诶请问这边是在排队吗，你可以问说 are you in the line? Are you in the queue? Okay. 或者是 is this the line for the restroom? Is it the queue for the restroom? 那你会注意到从我一开始的介绍还有到现在的句子，我会 line 或是 queue 两个换来换去的用，其实是一样的意思，只是queue 是英式的用法。所以我们再说一次请问这边是在排队吗？ Are you in the line? Are you in the queue? 或者是这是要排上厕所的吗？ Is this the line for the restroom? Is this the queue for the restroom? And then as a verb, 当作动词的时候呢就是排队这个动作。 For example, hundreds of people lined the street to watch the Disney Fantasy Parade and fireworks. 上百个人沿街排队看迪士尼的奇幻游行和烟火。 Hundreds of people lined the street to watch the Disney Fantasy Parade and fireworks. 接着我们来看 Q， 也就是刚刚提到跟 line 其实是同义字，只是分英美式的差别。那 Q 当作名词的时候呢， It also means a line of people waiting for something. For example, are you in the queue for the free ice cream? Are you in the queue for the free ice cream? 你是在排队试吃冰淇淋吗？ Are you in the queue for the free ice cream? 或者是 There was a long queue of traffic. There was a long queue of traffic. 也就是大塞车的意思。Okay, 那 queue 当作动词的话呢， For example, hundreds of people were queuing up for the book signing. Hundreds of people, 有几百个人 were queuing up, 都在排队。For what? 为了什么呢？ For the book signing, 为了排那个签书会。Hundreds of people were queuing up for the book signing. Or we had to queue for 2 hours to get a table in that restaurant. We had to queue, 我们需要排队。For 2 hours, 而且要排大概两个小时 to get a table in that restaurant, 就为了能够进去那家餐厅用餐。To get a table in that restaurant.那么另外呢，无论是 queue 或是 line， 它也可以拿来表示to show that many people want to do something very, very much， 有种表示因为很多人都想要做某件事情而有种抽象的排队的感觉。For example, young people all over the world are queuing up to be movie stars. 全世界的年轻人都对当电影明星趋之若鹜。我们也可以用在这里 queuing up to be or to have something， 表达是很渴望想要做这件事情的。Alright, I believe we have reached the end of today's session. Thank you all for being so awesome. And please make sure to leave a comment and recording as always. And I will see you guys next time.